Hello. I'm glad you've decided to join me for this journey. Together, we are going to explore deep relaxation and a journey. First, please make sure you're comfortable and warm, sitting or lying down as you prefer, and ensure there will be no distractions from phones, computers, or interruptions for the next few minutes. Please also ensure you are wearing comfortable clothes. You are free to stop this audio at any time or move to get more comfortable. The key is that you reach a point of total relaxation. Good. In order to bring you to a point in which you are completely relaxed, I would like you to follow me in a few breathing exercises to focus your body and mind. Take a deep breath in through your nose and release it slowly through your mouth. And again in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you breathe in, feel the rise of your chest. As you breathe out, let your chest fall. As you breathe in, hear how my voice rises with you. And as you breathe out, my voice follows you down. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe in and release your tension. Breathe in and let your chest fall. In and down. Continue breathing at this pace as we take our next step towards your relaxation. You know how to breathe deeply and slowly in order to help you let go of tension and let your chest rise and fall. I'm going to count down from 10. As I do so, you will feel yourself becoming more relaxed, as though you are supported, weightless in a cloud of gentle calm. Allow your body to release the tension you feel. Let go and feel yourself begin to float with me here on our journey. 10. Breathing deeply as before, feeling yourself rise and fall. 9. The oxygen in your body flooding you with calm as you breathe deep. 8. Letting your body relax totally. You are so comfortable. 7. Safe here on our journey, you can let go of your tension. 6. Floating now, so relaxed. 5. Breathing deeply, rising and falling. 4. Your limbs are heavy and supported completely. 3. Completely relaxed now, safe on our journey. 2. Slipping deeper into relaxation as we near the bottom. 1. Letting go to float on a cloud of calm. Hello. Welcome to the Deep Rift, the great dwarven stronghold of Khazad-dûr. What an interesting choice you've made. It isn't often that tourists venture to the rift at all. let alone this far down. Many topsiders simply find the sheer rock sides and spiralling dark shadows of the rift too alien, and avoid visiting entirely. Especially since the White Wars. Too many rumours of the denizens of the cold, wet deep, rising up to steal dwarven children from their cradles. All untrue, of course. The city guard and shield clans keep the city as safe as any on the surface. If not safer. Khazad-dûm might not be as cosmopolitan as some of the more southerly strongholds, nor does it sit in a volcano like Gernvozdat. Just a cold, dark descent of the rift under Mount Targon. The forges here specialise not in iron and steel, but in crystal. I promise you get used to the dim light. As we pass more into the populous areas of the city, there will be a lot more ambient light from the Everglobes. Watch your head as you come through the doorway here. Like many underground dwarven settlements, the dwellings and sleep buildings are carved directly into the rock face. Here, the delvers cut their roads as open-sided tunnels into the sheer sides of the rift itself. If you peer over the edge at any of the wide terraces or balconies, you can see down into the inky black, the rift heart. Just don't drop anything, as you'll likely never see it again. These dwellings you see below us can stretch back a few hundred feet into the sides of the cliff, housing several generations of a family under one roof, so to speak. You can spot jury-rigged rope ladders and bridges here and there stretching down from one balcony to another, or across the divide. Those are simply shortcuts, families or friends that do not wish to walk the long way round to ascend or descend from one terrace to another. They dangle like that over the rift heart, as though it were no higher than a treehouse. Amazing. The Coldfist clan founded Khazad-dûm over seven generations ago, intending simply to mine the crystal from the crevasses in the rift and trade them further south. But as time wore on, more craftsfolk simply cut out the middleman and settled here to work the magical stone directly. In fact, just through this tunnel is the seat of the rift dwarves' more academic pursuits, Helmskold. Its halls are hallowed by mages and sorcerers seeking secrets in the stones. Let's take a look inside. As you pass, you'll notice the runes on each doorway glow for your approach. If you run your hands across the solid walls, you'll also see runes flare and fade. Every inch of the walls will react in the same way. Do you read Dwarvish? No? Well, they tell the stories of the deep gods, mythologies and histories all intertwined. But of course for the dwarves, the two are one and the same. Deeper here inside the halls of Helmskold is its famous library. Part records hall, part academic centre, the library is open at all hours to patrons such as students and researchers, bards or even relic hunters. The huge fireplaces help keep the scrolls and books dry in the damp chill of the rift. Every document that is brought into the building must be protected with antifungal and fireproofing spells, neither of which last very long. The curators you can see scurrying about the shelves in their long red robes are renewing the magic. If you ever need help finding anything here, I would advise asking at the desk rather than interrupting the curators themselves. I speak from experience. They do not take kindly to distractions. These shelves stretch back almost 2 miles into the bedrock. For the most part, they contain family records and clan deeds, but there are rumours of rare magical tomes and long-lost bardic poems that are jealously guarded by the curators. There are always petitioners in the Law Master's office, usually having been sent here after futile searches in the vaults of Archivion or the Great Library in Leviathus. Let us leave these studious folk to their work and make our way through the larger tunnels to the main row. Mind your step. It gets a little steep up this way. Up here, you can find many of the city's taverns. There are several breweries here in Khazad-dûr. Most specialise in barley ale, importing their dry goods from the farmland further down the slopes of Vargon, where many dwarves seeking the light above ground have settled. Some, however, like Dorstan's, have managed to refine certain cave mosses into distilled spirits. These are known as Vamulug, the most famous of which is Darzlug, which is infused with the powder cast off from the crystal refinement process. Have you ever tried it? It is awfully expensive. It has magical properties, according to Urkfast Dorstan, and certainly I hear he supplies the Elder Council on a regular basis. But mostly, I hear reports of deep miners saving to purchase single vials as an ever-glowing lamp, since oddly it does glow blue in the dark of the rift. No exact magical effects have ever been reliably duplicated, aside from an epic hangover. The crystal gardens, further down this path, make for a lovely walk. The mage Crastus worked a spell on the enormous standing stones over 50 years ago to draw out their natural form to the surface. The result was enchanting, 7 stones with beautiful twisting shapes that form arches and vistas. It really is a sight to behold, but perhaps another time. Oh. This bakery here on the left is famous for its dwarven bread, though I hear they soak their dried fruits in Vamulug, which might account for its popularity. Instead, let's drop in while it's relatively quiet at the Shale. The taverns here are ideally placed for the crystal miners getting off shift. Being underground, of course, delvers do not keep the same hours as above ground, unless they deal directly with outsiders or work in trade. The mine never closes, so the taverns are full at all hours. The Shale is my favourite tavern, specialising in smoked meats and roasted mushrooms. This establishment hosts regular Grimace Camp tournaments. Players pitched in one-on-one battles across the stone checkered boards. They're knocked out one by one as their pieces fall. The contestants rise through the ranks of the tournament over the course of the day until the champions play in the last game of the evening, surrounded by cheering fans. The authorities discourage betting as insurance premiums were becoming unmanageable on the inn's furniture. Oh, I see you've spotted it. Over the bar here at the Shale is Gertrude Blackshield's famous great axe, Ice. Gertrude was a simple military scout, sent below the initial foundation of the city to find promising rock beds to support expansion. Initially, she was to report back as soon as she found anything unusual, but she was captured by cave whites before she could return to the surface. Whilst imprisoned, she learned much about the cave whites, and upon managing to escape brought that knowledge back to the Cazador forces. It was her cunning and ferocity following her imprisonment that was a major factor in ending the White Wars. She was eventually elevated to champion after many years of protecting the city, and died a hero at the grand old age of 200. This was said to be her favourite tavern in the city. The rest of the artifacts that the Blackshield clan donated to the city's stewardship include her custom mirror scale armour. It was imbued with the power of the very crystals she fought to protect. They're held across the district from here in the Bastion of Valiance. As we walk through the main thoroughfare towards the upper residences, you should be able to see on the left here the Bastion's great columns. They're impressive, aren't they? They're hewn directly from the cliff face of the rift itself. Inside, the Council of Elders sits in session, and all the city's administration and external trade is handled. The great statue perched above the balustrade is of an adamantoise, the totemic symbol of the founder of Cazador herself, Clan Coldfist. I hope you're able to get your bearings here now, but there is still so much to explore. I hope we get a chance to see the rift and all its mysteries soon. Until then, why don't you explore on your own a while, and I will see you soon.